Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Harbin Lumber been serving the upstate of South Carolina, Northeast Georgia since 1917. Fourth generation family owned. We love Harbin Lumber. We love everything about Harbin Lumber. HarbinLumber.com, an amazing company that does an absolutely incredible job with full service lumber yard, all of your interior products, all those interior doors, all those hardware, all the exterior products, all the siding and exterior doors and roofing and insulation, everything you want and need, and installed services, cabinets and garage doors and the screened in porches and decks and outdoor living spaces. You're going to love Harbin Lumber. Check them out. Let them get your small business. They'll earn the rest. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Got a bunch on hold. Delvin, you've been very patient with me, man. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm just thinking about this time last year. All of us were saying the same thing, and we had the same comments from Dabo and K coming after the game. We got to get better. My question is, why you can't do it? Why you got to wait till after you lose the game to get better when you couldn't do it before the game? Well, I don't know what's going on in the offseason.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, I'm going to give LSU a lot of credit. They were better than I thought. Their money they spent in that secondary, they spent a bunch of money on the two defensive ends. The NIL, it worked. The transfer portal worked for them, no doubt. Wide receivers, a lot of places it worked for them. With that said, you got to look better. I don't mind losing. LSU might be a top five team. I don't mind losing. I don't like losing at home. But it's not just that. It's how you look. And the overall feeling. And the other part of it is, there's a million parts to it, but, you know, this is five straight years on the opening game you don't look good, and you got to start looking in the mirror and saying, why don't we play better in opening games?
Somebody got to ask Double. I want somebody to ask Double in the press conference.
Yeah, it's a very fair question. It's a very fair question.
Why are you screwing? This game against Troy, I don't even know what to say. You know, they need to come out like they did against Out State. Basically, last year.
Yeah, and that's only going to be an App State game was nice because the freshman wide receivers played good and all that. Clemson fans have a bitter taste in their mouth right now about the openers, about the SEC stuff, and in this game, the rebuilding of the confidence of this team won't happen by the fan base overnight. It's going to take. I tell you what, you better improve, or else Georgia Tech's gonna be an absolute war for you in Atlanta. And then as the season goes on, man, you've got it. Florida State looks like a game now. SMU, Duke, Louisville, South Carolina. You know, all those are in play now. You better get better, and they will. They won't play as bad as they played Saturday night.
Double said they're gonna. Basically, Double came out and guaranteed they're
gonna
play with us this week.
Well, yeah, and Troy have an awful lot to do with that. I mean, a little bit of a little different opponent than what you'll see.
Yeah.
For folks that don't know, by the way, Troy beat Nichols 38-20.
And Scrooge, we're down 10-0. And what?
Yeah, they're down 10-0 with a minute to go in the first half, and then came back and beat Nichols. Yes, we'll see.
What about me? Speaking of State, what about Dial August's first game?
Nice for him. Nice win for him.
AJ Swan, man, from LSU quarterback.
Yeah, I can keep up wherever every quarterback.
No,
was
Vanderbilt.
From.
He put it in Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. Yeah. Vanderbilt guy. Yeah.
What do you think about Bryce Underwood at Michigan?
Played okay.
Played
okay. That's gonna be an interesting. It's the best game Saturday is Oklahoma and Michigan and the two quarterbacks. It'll be an interesting battle. Mateer played great. So we'll see.
Yeah. What do you think about Mike Gundy and Dan Lynn talking smack to each other?
I didn't see it. I hadn't seen it. What happened there?
Mike Gundy talking about their payroll and Dan Lynn firing back at him. You know, what he said about their payroll and stuff.
Yeah, guess what? That's what college football is. NFL 2.0 now. It's professional football. So you got to pay a bunch of players a bunch of money. And where you get it and how you distribute and all that, that's what you got to do. But – that's where we are. So you got to pay players.
I thought the ACC did good. Handled themselves week, but man, they could have got to a worse start. Do you see that Kennesaw State Wake Forest game? Kennesaw State would have made it at some point. They could have won that game.
Yeah, awful. Just awful. Wake Forest, that's a bad deal for them this year. It's going to be a long deal for them.
Like this weekend, you had the Baylor. Auburn looked good against Baylor. Jackson did a little scared.
Yeah.
Like who he said he was in practice.
Yep. Yep, they look much better. You know, look better than Alabama. The games they play in Auburn this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The games they play in Archman in Texas. Yeah, he'll bounce back this week. They got San Jose State this week, so he'll probably bounce back this week. But you got to give Ohio State defense credit, though.
Ohio State defense played great. But Texas offense looked, they looked lost. And Sarkisian is supposed to be some great play caller. Patricia had his number Saturday.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, Mick, hopefully you can get the same outcome you got against Appalachian State last year. And maybe they'll jumpstart off like he did last year.
Right. Who knows? All right, my friend. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you, Delvin. Yeah. Let me get Georgia Greg. Greg, I have to admit something. I didn't see a single play of Georgia. I wanted to. Didn't see a single play of Georgia. What'd you think? What'd you think?
So here's what I think after week one. I think our defense looked more like the defense of 21 and 22 than 24. I think our defense is really going to be good and solid this year. I think our secondary is – Bolden's is coming into zone. If our secondary is strong, our front seven is better, and our linebackers are – Cole and Wilson and all those guys are all over the place. I know it's Marshall, but you know, like I know, you can tell the reaction and how they look, and the defense looked really solid. So from the defensive side, that's what I saw. Offense, I you know, we ran the ball. Still waiting to see Frazier be this number one guy that everybody's shaving, everybody thought he was. Doesn't seem that. Phillips was explosive. Stockman, you know, he made plays with his legs. He threw the ball the right place at times. But I'm worried about, you know how some smaller quarterbacks, you don't worry. They have a better angle of throw. Yeah. He got knocked down a couple times. That bothers me. I'm waiting to see about the offense. So that's kind of what I saw out of Georgia.
Well, the good news is you got more time. I want to tell you, though, after watching Tennessee, now Tennessee's defense isn't great, but after watching Tennessee going up to Knoxville, that's going to be a huge game in a couple of weeks.
So I was going to kind of go around a couple of teams. Tennessee Duke, I was going to tilt my hat to them. Yeah, I agree. I think the Tennessee-Georgia battle is going to be a war. I tell you what, I'm that pessimistic guy at times. Alabama coming in, they're always going to play like Alabama against Georgia. But if Ryan Williams is hurt, I think Georgia is going to let out a ton of emotions coming up in 3 weeks on Alabama. But who knows? I don't know. Also, LSU, in spite of Brian Kelly, looks really good. So you're 100% right. That's a top 7 team anyway. No distraught about losing, but I will say this, and I called in last week and I said, what if Klubnik looks like Klubnik?
Yep, I remember
that did against teams. And what if the offensive line isn't all, you know, Luke hasn't got them up to a top 5 level? And actually, you know, if the defensive line is that dominant, it looked like LSU wasn't fazed by them in the second half.
No.
So everything, I'll say this, I texted you this, you manned up and you said it just like you saw it, and I appreciate your honesty on that. So, like I said, I don't know where Georgia is, really. I don't know what their offense is going to be. And I will say this about Carson Beck. Carson Beck is who he is. He's a check down guy. He's a good thrower. If his receivers would hold on to the dang gun ball, like Lovett and them couldn't, and Bell couldn't, he's a solid quarterback. He really is.
I am still fascinated by the Carson Beck and Gunnar Stockton and what happened there and why Kirby didn't like him. He didn't like Kirby. And I know, I mean, obviously the Bobo stuff and Stockton, but I'm still fascinated that Carson Beck was who he was as a junior or 2 years ago, what he wasn't last year, and then what he looks like there now, what Stockton's going to look like. It's a fascinating merry-go-round of what happened and why. And then Carson, Kirby said some stuff about Carson last year. Carson said something about the Georgia offense and his freedom and all that. In the end, we'll see, because it's all going to play out. But that's fascinating to see what the quarterbacks look like for those two schools. A lot like Tennessee and UCLA and like a lot of places because these quarterbacks are moving everywhere. Be interesting to see who what looks right at the end and who made the right decisions. Remember, it was Oklahoma that let Dillon Gabriel go because they wanted the guy Jackson Arnold. That didn't work. And you know, maybe Georgia proves out to be right. Maybe Gunnar Stockton is better than Carson Beck. Maybe. But maybe not, too.
I'll say this. I do not think that. I do not think Gunnar Stockman is a better quarterback than Beck. I'll tell you right now. He might be a better fit. Like I said, if all that plays out about the leadership stuff and all that, it might be a win-win. Beck might, you know, Beck's a daggum good quarterback.
Yeah.
If he wouldn't have had all those drops last year, we might, you know, have had a different story. But it's going to be interesting how it plays out. You're right.
No doubt. All right, buddy. Congratulations. Good win.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Yes, sir.
And they've got Tennessee on the road. And that's in 2 weeks. This week, that's another preseason game for them. Byron's in Greenville. Byron, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
How are you doing this all, Matt?
I'm doing great, man. Hope you are, too.
I'm doing great. So I just wanted to get in on Clemson. I'm not a huge Clemson fan, but from what I've seen, and I want to get your opinion on, I honestly think it's time for Gary Riley to go. I mean, you've had 4 years of like time to get ready to put your offense in position, and I guess the question is, like, are you satisfied with winning the ACC every year, but not winning the big game? Like, have you become to the point where it's okay just to win the ACC, but now we're not going to win the big game anymore? But if it's become to that point, then I guess, you know, it's okay to keep him. But I think at this point, if he hasn't, you know, panned out the way it's supposed to with Garrett Riley, I think it's time to move on, because if you have the best wide receivers in the country and your number one receiver goes down, I mean, he should have other people to throw to, and he didn't display that.
Couple things. One is Belichick found out, a lot of people found out. I mean, there's a lot of personnel in there, and I didn't see a lot of execution. That's his responsibility. But I don't blame him for drops. I don't blame him for quarterback making bad decisions. I don't blame him for lack of offensive line and protection. I do blame him for not running the football and committing to the run. The idea of Williams getting hurt. No, you know, guys get hurt. If your number one receiver gets hurt, you get other receivers. But it affects the game a little bit. To me, it's a cumulative thing here. You scored 10 points against South Carolina, 14 points against South Carolina. You scored 10 points against LSU. You know, you did look pretty good at Texas last year. But in big games, you scored, three against Georgia last year. You can't run the ball in big games. And you got to find a way to do that. You got to find a way where you be more balanced. And if he can't do that, then I think the pressure's going to be on him at the end of the year. And I think Dabo definitely has that pressure on him. But you got to be able to be more balanced, or else I don't care who you are. I don't care what quarterback you are, what wide receivers you are. Catch the ball, throw the ball better, but you got to have some balance. You got to slow down a pass rush, and you got to have some semblance of a run game.
Yeah, I get it. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Dr. Milt Lauder joins us. I have one question for Milt. What do you do when the MO is trip over your bottom lip? Like right now, man, I feel like Eeyore this morning. I'm normally Tigger. I feel like Eeyore this morning. Like everything's wrong. Everything's broken. And I'm the leader of the circus, buddy. I'm the ringmaster. I told you all these things are wrong, 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 bad, bad, bad. So what do you do when doom and gloom? What's the, hee-haw song. Poor, pitiful, oh, man, despair. Doom and despair. What do you do? Help me. Talk me off the ledge, Milt Lauder. Moment, Milt, when we come back. Hey, I do want to tell you about Trail. Trail has awesome projects that are going on right now. And pretty soon we'll be finishing up a lot of stuff, too. I thought that in looking at it, I would love, if somebody wants to have me up the mountaintop and see the new facility at Trail, you know, maybe even play 18 holes, yeah, we'd do that. If someone wants to have me up to Mountain Park, and check out the new fitness and wellness facility they're doing there in Play 18 Holes. Yeah, I'll do that as well. The One Life Chapel at Camp, is it Secunga up in Marietta? Stag Industrial, AFL and Duncan, Ford's Trucks. That building looks awesome. Richard's Building Supply in Greer. All these projects are going on right now for Trail. Fountain Inn Baptist Church in Fountain Inn. Need to get in there and say some prayers. Signatures Apparel in Greenville, Hospice of the Upstate. Don't want to see them anytime soon. And Anderson, Concord Baptist Church in Anderson, Seneca High School, Track, they're doing that. A lot of projects going on. And you can tell but the variety of all that. Some high-end golf stuff, some manufacturing stuff, some church stuff, some municipality stuff, even some athletic stuff. They're doing all that and doing so much more at Trail. Building better relationships, the better building process, and building great homes as well with Trail-Tailored Homes. Get in touch with them, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Short break. We'll come back. Dr. Milt Lauder right after this.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, and because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Jimmy John's just changed the game. Introducing the Chicken Bacon Ranch, now toasted. Picture this. Juicy chicken, crispy bacon, and melty cheese, all drizzled in our rich homestyle ranch, sandwiched between perfectly toasted fresh baked bread. Crunchy, creamy, absolutely irresistible. One bite and you'll taste the difference. Warm, melty perfection that takes flavor to the next level. The Chicken Bacon Ranch, now hot, toasty, and calling your name. Get yours today, only at Jimmy John's.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilA.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville. across from Krispy Kreme.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kay takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kay gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
It's the time to refresh your rescue. Do that with a guaranteed service right now. Guaranteed quote from my good friends over at topdressing.com. Topdressing.com, that's what golf courses are doing. Top quality turf. Your yard's going to look better. It's going to look amazing. I was talking to Wes the other day about a guy who had an investment property and had a huge yard and said the guy invested it and sold it for much more than what I thought because, you know, man, it's all about that curb appeal. If you're looking to rescue your fescue right now, it's a great time. You know, normally you wait a little bit later to do this because the weather's been so cool. Now's a great time to do it. And there's a sense of urgency with them, though. There's a window in September and October that you have to do this. Top dressing, they're going to aerate. They're going to get those nutrients down in the ground for you. It's going to look awesome. This premium proprietary compost that they've got putting down there is going to make your fescue just jump. Rescue your fescue. Topdressing.com. Call those good folks today, 888-850-1850, 888-850-1850. Check out their video, see what they do, topdressing.com. To our guest lines, amplos.com, a moment with Milt, Dr. Milt Louder. Good morning, Dr. Doom and Gloom and Despair, and I'm tripping over my bottom lip, man. I need some help, buddy. How you doing this morning?
You got to be old to pull that song out,
yes.
Mickey. Will said it. He thinks it's from some comedy show. He wasn't quite sure. I'm like, well, you got to be old enough to know Hee-Haw to know that song.
Yeah. And look, I will admit, having kids helps out. Having my faith growing and wisdom helps out. If this thing had happened even in my 20s, I'd be underneath the carpet right now. So, you know, I've got some different priorities than I used to have. But with that said, life lessons. Sports teaches an awful lot of life lessons right now for Clemson fans. Life lesson of how do you deal with disappointment? How do you deal with bleak and how everything is telling you how bad the world is all around you and how bad your outlook looks? And probably pretty powerful lessons on how to attack what's in front of you right now.
Yeah, Mickey, there's so much. It's why sports is such a great lesson for all of us to learn about life and learn about mental toughness and learn to stay focused on what you can control and learn to maintain unwavering belief and learn that you can't live in a world without hope. But to me, as you're thinking and trying to set the stage here, I go back to the poem If by Rudyard Kipling, which says, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. And so my interpretation of that is things aren't always as good as they seem. Things aren't always as bad as they seem. What do we know to really be true? And how do we kind of not let the scoreboard, whether it's good or in our favor or not in our favor, kind of dictate our thoughts, our emotions, our beliefs, our actions, our words, our way we go about our life, our attitude, all those factors, you know, that's the key. You know, if I'm riding the emotions of life and I'm riding the emotions of a game doesn't mean it doesn't affect you. That's what makes it fun. That the passion, the energy, all of that. But maintaining perspective about what's really within my control, and how do I look at it the right way, and how do I not let it affect me, and what's my response going to be? It's okay to have a negative reaction, whether you're on the field or off the field or in the stands. It's okay to have a negative reaction, but the key to growth is how quickly can you respond, and can you respond the right way?
I think it's a great time to reintroduce growth. You know, the idea of growth mindset. Now, a lot easier to grow from 0 wins to 1 win. Jordan Peterson talks about the biggest jump ever is from 0 to 1. So, you know, handling success with a growth mindset is different than handling failure with a growth mindset. But I do think it's probably a decent time to talk about what growth mindset means.
So that's, in order to understand the key to success, then how do we define it? And we always go back, at least I've used for 20-something years, John Wooden's definition, that it's the peace of mind, direct results, self-satisfaction, knowing you did your best, become the best you're capable of becoming. And so when you don't quite feel you did your best, right, that success is not the outcome, it's the process. And so what can we learn from it? A growth mindset looks at success as due to my effort. The mistakes through a growth mindset lens are an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to improve, an opportunity to get better. And I think that's the lens, at least that's how we're looking at it with Clemson football, of, okay, what did we learn? How did we get better? I thought Coach Swinney was accurate in his statements, like, hey, if we'd have pulled it off and pulled out a win, still a ton of work to do. Still a lot of room for improvement, a lot of room for growth. That's why we all need coaches.
Do we learn? There is I hear people all the time say about it, you got to learn through mistakes. And I heard Nick Saban say this, if you lose but don't learn from it, you wasted the loss. Like, there is a lot to be learned in losses. Do we learn as much or more in negative times compared to positive times? It seems like to me that the handling success in positive times, there's a great way to learn from that too. But can you talk about the different ways we learn from losing adversity compared to winning in good times too?
Yeah, I mean, I think it takes a lot of maturity to learn from your success and not let the hubris cloud your thinking. You know, I think back to what C.S. Lewis said. He said, God whispers in our pleasures, speaks in our sorrow, and shouts in our pain. It's his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. And so most of the time we are more open to coaching, more open to learning when we fail, when we struggle, when, especially as men, that the humility it takes to learn from success is sometimes really difficult. And so I think that's why learning, you have this desire, this hunger. But again, you can't be clouded by the emotion.
Yeah,
that's why we talk so much about separating who we are from what we do. And it's evaluation, Nikki, not criticism. Anybody can be a critic. I'm sure you've heard it all morning. Right, that a critic is, anybody can be a critic, but growth comes through evaluation, that I look at it objectively and say, hey, what went well, what didn't go well, what did we learn, what am I going to commit to do differently? Criticism stifles growth, it stifles creativity, it stifles innovation, it stifles confidence.
Give me a Dabo Swinney today, and I hate to use him, but there's a lot. Kalen DeBoer, Alabama, Bill Belichick at North Carolina. Dealing with young people and dealing with disappointment, there's a line you walk in there. You teach, you're critical, you're evaluating, but you also have to do it a little bit and not break spirits and break. And it's a big boy game, by the way, and you know all that, and coaches and players know all that. With that being said, though, talk about balance of that and the importance of that, maybe.
Well, Mickey, for all of us, it's hard to build somebody up after you break them down all the time.
Yeah.
And so you got to understand the art of coaching is, when do I add pressure, when do I take it away? But am I attacking the play or the player? That's the big difference.
Right.
And I think that's what Coach Swinney is. And furthermore, you got to really walk the walk. You got to, like, that's what I love about Coach Swinney. He believes wholeheartedly. He doesn't say anything he doesn't believe. And so that's being the example. And so, yeah, it's disappointing. Yes, it's very discouraging. Yeah, it hurt in that locker room. But as a leader, what are the reasons to believe? How do you maintain hope? And how do you demonstrate that belief in the people you have around you, the people you're surrounding yourself with? You know, I watched that thing on Lee Corso on Saturday morning, and I thought Kirk Herbstreit, the little narrative that he did when they were kind of at the Hall of Fame and all this, he had one of the best lines that just stayed with me about Lee Corso. It was like, hey, get the right people on the team, but also treat the people on the team the right way.
Yeah. It would have been easy. I have a lot of respect for Herbstreit, how he handled Corso. As you could tell, Corso was failing mentally and failing a little bit, physically. I thought a great lesson to learn from all that was I thought that Kurt was very graceful. That's the word that comes to my mind. Like, he showed an awful lot of grace. Patience, maybe, but more grace than patience, maybe.
I think grace, patience, and the thing that really stood out to me, and I told Kirk this, is just love.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I took from it, the way he handled that, was just complete love and respect for this man. But I think that, like, when you treat people the right way, people tend to treat you the right way.
Yeah. That's a pretty powerful lesson. So I'm not going to trip on my bottom lip then. I can be disappointed, right? But
oh, you're human. Yeah, that's what makes it fun. That's what you're human, and being human, we get to experience the human reactions. You got every right to express them. But the main question we all got to, like, how is that helping?
Yeah.
Like if our football team was still responding to the loss yesterday or responding to the loss today in an emotional way, right? How is that going to help us get better? The brain ain't going to process new information. It's not going to think clearly. It's not going to think critically. All that stress does is it shuts down the learning centers of the brain. All that emotion clouds the truth. And so for all of us, it's like, okay, well, it's okay to be emotional. It's okay to react. That's human. But the response is what really leads to growth. And what is your response going to be? And how is it helping? You know, if I was in front of the team today, that's what I would be saying is, hey, what can we learn from it? How do you get back up? How do you continue to run your race? How do you not be distracted by the noise? That's what I talked to him about last week. How do we focus on what we can control? And that forgiveness, Mickey, that we talk about so much means, Lewis Meade says, it's where that person or that event doesn't control you. 70 times 7 means every time I think about it, I got to choose forgiveness, and forgiveness is what really leads to freedom.
I had the hardest time with 70 times 7. Like, man, I want to do it, but that's an awful lot of forgiveness in there, buddy. That's my hardest one, I think. Every time I think of that, like, have I really done it 70 times? And by the way, there's a couple people in my life I have 70 times 7. What do you do at the end of that?
But I think that's what you said is so telling, Mickey, that it, like, when I think about it, it's like, if I really forgive, that means I probably haven't. That means I got to choose forgiveness then, and forgiveness releases you.
Yeah. That's a great point.
You know, Lewis Meads had that great line. He said, forgiveness is to set a prisoner free and realize the prisoner was you.
Preach on that one, buddy. That was me. Hey, and then the idea that part of the solution instead of part of the problem. I love that concept of that growth mindset of where can we go. Hey, I'm learning from you, buddy, because I've told Drake. Drake's about to start baseball season. They've been practicing like crazy. And I can't tell you how many times I've told him here in recent weeks, man, I love watching you play baseball. And he did some good, did some bad. And I love how hard you're working. I love watching that, man. So I'm listening, Doc. I might not sound like it sometimes, but I'm listening to you, buddy.
Catch people doing something right. That's the best way to develop a growth mindset.
Well, the other thing that's helping me, and I know he gets some criticism. I don't understand all the criticism. I understand some of the criticism. I've been listening an awful lot of Joel Osteen. I listened to Joel Osteen this morning coming in on his XM channel. And, man, that's a pretty good feel. Makes you feel pretty hopeful. Gets you about 15 minutes of that every day. So that's good. Anyway. Tell me about Amples.
I've never listened to Joel Osteen, so I'm going to take your word for it on that.
There's some criticism there, but it's an awful lot of he's helped a lot of people, let me put it like that, in a lot of positive ways.
Yeah.
Tell me about helping people in Amples and what you guys are doing.
Nikki, I got to be honest. I'm excited for today. I am in my hometown, Sumter, where we talked about, where it all starts in Sumter. I am dusting off the cover an old parenting class I used to teach for a bunch of parents at Wilson Hall, my old high school, and the title is "God Does Not Care for Children Like You," so I'm going to teach that today. I hadn't taught it since my kids became teenagers because I wasn't quite sure I knew what I was doing. But is there getting on the other side? So, you know, it's ways that maybe you don't think about what we're doing at Amplos. But again, we kind of exist to help people be better and pursue better. And better people make better coaches, and they make better parents, and they make better leaders. And that's kind of what we're about. And we use, you know, a lot of different ways to do that. Milpine as well is a way to just help invest in people and help them stay connected through difficult times.
Do you pass by the sign in Sumter that says "Welcome to Sumter, South Carolina, home of Dr. Milt Louder"? Have you already passed that sign?
Oh, yeah. No, I hadn't seen that one.
I'm sure it's erected up there somewhere. Hey, I always appreciate it, buddy. Let's talk on a much less doom, gloom, and despair. Oh, let's talk about it next week.
Hey, Mickey, the best is yet to come. See
you. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Hope that's the case. I think that's the case. It's okay to think that. And if you don't think that, then got bigger issues than outcome of football game. Short break. If you're on hold, hang on. Coming back to you much more when you return right after this.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1. To play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights. AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPMFarmsButcheryandMarket.com.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at NewtonScottSC.com.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
If you're a home builder or a contractor, you care about the bottom line. So dealing with a company that gives you the most competitive pricing on flooring products really matters. You expect them to deliver exactly what you ordered when you need it. That company is Greer Flooring Center. For quality service on your flooring needs, call Greer Flooring Center, 864-513-8212. Now with our new state-of-the-art showroom open at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition, and go Tigers.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Two things. Some of you didn't get a chance to go to Tiger Sports because how crowded it was this weekend, and it was, you know, night game and all that. Maybe you didn't hang around Sunday and all that. So if you didn't make it by, get by there this weekend. The other side of it is whatever you wore Saturday night, go ahead and burn it. And go get your Tiger Sports collection, the Nike stuff. Go ahead and get the Champion of the Columbia, the Cutter and Buck, the Grateful Dead stuff, or the Tommy Bahama stuff, or Johnny O stuff. Go get a new one because that one didn't work. Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com, 50th anniversary. And 3:30 on Saturday, that gives you time to stop by Tiger Sports, College Avenue or Tiger Boulevard before the game, or maybe after the game, or Sunday. So go by and see our great friends over at Tiger Sports. Lululemon sale still going on, 40% off of that. Select the styles and colors. Get all the stuff from Tiger Sports now. To our phone lines, we have Tony Morell at 805. Let's get some phone calls. I hadn't touched text. We'll try to get some bunch of the big text in this segment. Chad's in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Not good. Hey, Mick. I'm not disappointed in the result. You know, I kind of thought we would lose. I mean, we made a call like a couple weeks ago that, you know, if we're banking on K being a number one overall pick, then, you know, we've seen what the number number one overall pick looks like.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't think that was him.
Right.
But, Mick, the thing that's frustrating is, you know, and you talked about it with Milt, like, learn from your losses. Clemson does it. Dabo does it. I mean, we're going on 6-7 years of getting beat by players or programs that utilize the transfer portal to constantly upgrade the roster. Because, Mick, you said over years, specifically talking basketball, like the teams with the best players win the games,
yeah.
Right? Like players win games. And if we're not willing to upgrade the roster constantly and utilize every resource, then we have no chance to beat peer programs. And by peer programs, I mean programs that put the resources in that Clemson does. Dabo and his staff are paid like a top 3 or 4 staff in America. And we just don't utilize the portal like everyone else. I mean, LSU literally went out and, you know, they lost their entire offensive and defensive lines, and they went out and portaled, and their lines outplayed us. Their receivers, I mean, number one receiver looked better than ours. And we have players, Mick, that are starting in positions that they weren't even recruiting for. I mean, I could understand that happening in 2015, like, hey, you get a couple of injuries, you move a receiver over to running back, whatever. But in today's game, doing that, that's crazy. But we just, you know, we're unwilling to do what other programs do. And so the chances of us beating LSU next year on the road, or, you know, we scheduled all these games against Notre Dame, Mick, those are all losses. I mean, because our players won't be as good. And, you know, that's not being negative. That's just a fact. I mean, if you go back the last 5-6 years, we have not competed against peer programs like we should. And Dabo hates the portal, which, I mean, I kind of do too. But, Mick, I'm starting to think about it a little bit differently. And I want to get your thoughts on this. Players know when they come to Clemson, hey, we're not getting run off. You know, like, we'll do whatever. You know, we're here until we graduate, right? Or unless we really want to leave. Well, Mick, if you're at LSU and you're not producing, you get run out. And I just think that creates a sense of urgency that maybe our players don't have. I want to get your thoughts on that, our overall performance against peer programs. And, you know, not being a downer, but – I would literally cancel the LSU game next year. I would cancel this Notre Dame series because we can't beat them if we don't utilize the resources they do. Want to get your thoughts? Hang up, listen.
Appreciate the phone call, Chad. Yeah, when there's a bunch of things that go into it. Talent acquisition is as important as anything else. You got to develop. You got to put together the game plans. You got to have adjustments. But the initial talent acquisition is as important as anything. And if you're not going to do what others do, and they did to a certain extent, but you looked at, LSU got much better defensively by going out and acquiring 5, maybe 6 defensive guys that you saw Saturday night. And you give them awful lot of credit for that. The kid that really impressed me, the corner, Mansoor, is it Mansoor, is that how he says his name? He was fantastic. I knew Pickett was going to be a good player, and he's a true freshman. So those are two brand new starters back there, and that's acquisition, that's recruiting, and you wanted that kid. Mansoor Delane. Came from Virginia Tech, and he was phenomenal Saturday night. Patrick Payton was okay. He came from Florida State. I thought Jack Pyburn was okay. He came from Florida. Cooley came from Maryland and NC State. I think he played okay. I don't know that. And the Hossie kid came from Houston. He played in the second half. But they went out. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They have 6 transfer guys on defense, and they look better. And so I would agree with Chad there that is one of the factors. It's not the only factor. Texas said that's not the reason you lost the game. Well, if LSU stood pat on defense and only added 1 guy on defense like Clemson added, then LSU would not have won that game Saturday night. They went out and got better. By the way, they had 9 transfers on defense, not 6 of them that are starting. And they went out and they used the resources available to them, paid a bunch of money for it. Probably overpaid.
And we had one on defense.
Who didn't play a snap. No, no, Helt. Two on defense. Helt played, and I guess played okay.
He had the only sack of the game for Clemson.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't start, though.
Yeah. On the offensive line, they got the Virginia Tech kid in Braylon Moore. That's a starting center. They got an offensive line from Northwestern in Thompson. That's a starting guard. One of their tight ends is a kid that came from Oklahoma. And so they had three starters on offense. Not to mention Berrion Brown and Nick Anderson. A couple of contributors there at wide receiver. And so to Chad's point, it's not the only factor, but it is a factor. And if you're not going to fully utilize at the positions, and I criticized them last year, the reason that they had to play Adam Randall running back last year is because they didn't go to get a Porter running back before. Now, the punter thing worked out Saturday night, but is it going to work out for the whole season? Could you have used another offensive lineman? Could you use another running back in there, a true running back that had some experience at some places before? I think Chad is spot on with that. I have nothing. I wouldn't cancel series Notre Dame LSU. That they won't open up at LSU next year. Both LSU and Clemson want to move that game back, or else play in week zero because they don't want. Neither team wants to have a new quarterback starting week one. So I'm told they're going to move that game back a week, or they'll play in week zero. But to his point, LSU's going to go out and get a bunch of transfers next year, trying to make themselves better. We'll see. But also point. I mean, and it depends on where you are. North Carolina had 70 transfers last night and looked awful. Now, they're in a different place, different time than what Dabo is. I think you need to lean on that portal more in the future. Scott's in Greenville. Scott, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Mick, I'm having to utilize this new hands-free deal on a different vehicle this morning, so I'm not ported in. So you're on speaker, so let me know if that gives you any trouble.
Nah, you're good right now. You're good.
Man, Florida State went 2-10 with the portal. North Carolina got blown out with the portal. I typically do not call in after a loss because of callers like Chad. Unbelievable. We did not lose that game because of the portal.
We did not lose that game
because of the portal. We went toe-to-toe.
But can you say this?
We're going to probably play for the national championship. They're good.
Well, you don't know that.
And we went toe-to-toe.
But here's the point, though, Scott. Here's the point that LSU won the game because of what they did in the portal. LSU was terrible on defense last year, and they could get six new starters in the portal. I'm not saying Clemson lost it because they didn't use the portal. I'm saying LSU won it because they did use the portal. Their defense was better.
I went back and looked at some. Kay Klubnik missed so many open wide receivers Saturday night. It ain't even funny.
Yeah.
Agreed. We lost this game because we didn't run the ball and because Kay didn't have his head on. We didn't lose this game because of the portal. It wasn't Jimmy's and Joe's that did this.
We got out-coached. We abandoned the run. Yeah, yeah.
Scott. Brian freaking Kelly out-coached us.
Yeah. But with that said, though, Scott, you got to admit that when you watch South Carolina bring in players, you know, Spencer Rattler beat you one year. Would you want it without him? You know, the point is on the big picture of things. I mean, Louisville went out and beat you last year with a portal quarterback. And so you look at it, and in the big picture scheme of things, that all in all, I mean, there have been some losses in there as a result of that.
Nick, we have lost every big game because our offensive coordinator has tanked it. Every time we play a legit defense, we get beat. That man is – that. I'm not a fan. I'm not saying fire him. I'm just saying you got to fix it. But that man came in here so highly rated that we ain't done nothing with him, man. Nothing. We have not done squat.
I agree.
And we've got 28% of his games, we ain't scored 20 points.
Yeah, I agree. That has to
the
change.
The most in the history of OCs, man. He's worse than Billy Napier was.
Got to run the football. Got to commit to the run. And that is in play right now. Scott, I got to top the hour, man. I got to get top the hour. Sorry about that. Tony Morrell. Gamecock football, reviewing Virginia Tech. Won't preview too much of South Carolina State. A lot of reviewing Virginia Tech when you come back for hour number three.